In this week's parsha, after the primordial sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas, Adam and Chav get kicked out of Gan Eden, and why? Hashem says he doesn't want them eating from the Eitz HaChayim. Right? We were in a place where there was a chance for everlasting life. And we lost that by Adam eating from the Eitz HaDas. Hashem kicked him out so he wouldn't kick that Adam and Chava so they wouldn't eat from the Eitz HaChaim. Vaygarsha es ha'adam vayashkein mikedin legan edim sakruvim v'yes lad ha'cherev ha'misapeches l'shmores derech Eitz HaChaim. And to make sure he wouldn't go back in, he put kruvim with flashing sword to guard the way of the Eitz HaChaim. Okay, the question is obvious. If Hashem didn't want Adam to ever eat from the Eitz HaChaim and live forever, then, I don't know, why not just chop down the Eitz HaChaim? Or, I mean, just poof, make it disappear, etc. Right? On the one hand, this might be a very, very clear remez. Chazal in the last parak of Sanhedrin discussed where there's a remez for the idea of Tchis HaMesim in the Torah. Okay, remez for the idea of Olam Haba. Where is there a remez for the idea that there's an everlasting life found in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah? I think this is the clearest remez. Hashem kept the Eitz HaChaim. The Achal V'Chai V'Olam is still a possibility. Just not in the here and now. In the here and now, V'Yigarish Sa'adam V'Yashkein Mekedem L'Gad Einem Sakruvim. But if we were to ask, so how do we get to that everlasting life? So it's interesting, what lashon does the Torah use here? V'Yashkein Mekedem L'Gad Einem Esakruvim. Vayashkein is a root word used somewhat, somewhat commonly in the Torah, but obviously 99%, 90-something percent at the very least, Vayashkein is the Mishkan. And what was in the Mishkan? What was at the heart of the Mishkan? There was the Kodesh, there was the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the heart, the holiest part of the Kodesh Kadoshim was the Aron with the Kaporis, with two Kruvim. And on the way in was the paroches. Again, Yaseh Osa Kruvim. We know where's Vayashkein Kruvim. Vayashkein Kruvim is the Mishkan. Hashem, many years later, in Sefer Shemos, made a Mishkan with Kruvim. Where's the Derech Eitz HaChaim? Hashem tells us, there is a Derech to the Eitz HaChaim. The Derech to the Eitz HaChaim is where we have a Mishkan with Kruvim. The Mishkan with Kruvim is the Derech to the Eitz HaChaim. But what are the Kruvim actually guarding? Right? So what's in the Kodesh Kadashim? Outside is all of the karbanos. The Mizbeach, where we bring the karbanos, and the menorah, which we light, and the shulchan, where we makriv. Everything where makriv is outside. What's inside? You've passed the curtain with the kruvim, who are guarding, and then another set of kruvim right on top of the cover. What's inside that cover guarded by the kruvim? We all know what's inside there. Which, lakoach, the sefer HaTorah, zos, samtim, oso, mitzad, arum, b'shashem, lokechem. The Aseret HaDibros, which are the summary of the whole Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu added at the end, when he finished the whole book, the entire Torah, as we just learned a couple of weeks ago. Meaning, what are these Kruvim in the Mishkan actually guarding? They're guarding the Torah. Because the Torah is the path. Hashem says, I kicked you out of Gan Eden, but there's an option for getting back. Not in the here and now, not today, not tomorrow, not in your 120. But there's an option for going back. I'm giving you a way to get back there. The way to get back there, just follow the Kruvim. Follow the Mishkan. Is in the Torah. As we say, every time we actually take the Torah out and together lean from it, Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. As Moshe Rabbeinu told us at the end of the Torah, I'm giving you, you ate from the tree, Ra, Das, Tova Ra, you picked Ra instead of Tov, and you got Moves, Kibi Yom HaChochim Men Mos Tomos. Okay, there's an option to go back to the Tov and to get Chayim. Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom. Hashem says, this is not the end of the story in Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis is merely the beginning of the story, introducing everything we're going to have until now. Hashem says, it was there, there's a way back to it. The way back to it is, Eitz Chayim Hi L'machazikim Ba, which is the Derech to the Eitz HaChayim, and back to Gan Eden. Shabbat Shalom.